Is that good? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Woo. Oh, hallelujah. I looked back and I thought, did somebody leave? But I see them now, laying on the floor. Yeah. My God. Pastor Rod and that praise and worship team anointed. I heard someone say, how can you tell if someone is anointed? Because when they minister, burdens will be removed and yokes will be destroyed. And each time I've been here, just in the praise and worship, I felt things breaking off of me. They are anointed. This is a blessed church. This is a prosperous church. This is a church that's on the move. Don't be moved by what you see. Just be moved by what the word says. Hallelujah. Pastor Rod, I think you're having a good time too. Hallelujah. I want to welcome everybody tonight. One more night of 30 days of glory. I want you to really catch hope to what's happening and what he's actually saying. 30 days of glory. The word glory means heavy. His heaviness is here. And when he comes with his glory, it has all of his attributes. Everything you need is in the glory, because the word says that he will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. Get a hold to that. The riches is in or in the glory. And y'all are having 30 days of the glory. Don't take it light. Hallelujah. Repeat this after me. Say, I am the prophet of my life. My words in my life determine my future, my health, my wealth, my place in eternity. My faith-filled words are alive and full of power. Jesus is the high priest of my confession. My voice in the earth is the voice of Jesus. Jesus' voice is my voice in heaven. Jesus enrich my words. Faith-filled words dominate the laws of sin and death. I can be what the words say I can be. I can do what the word says I can do. I can go where the word says I can go. I can have what the word says I can have. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved only by what the word of God says. The word of God says that I'm God inside minded. The word of God says that I'm the righteousness of God. Therefore, I'm entitled to covenant favor and covenant kindness. Everywhere I go, the favor of God goes with me. Satan, my days of Lodibar are over. I've left that place and gone from the pit to the palace. Because the favor of God is on me, it rests richly on me, it abounds in me. Therefore, I'm part of the generation that will experience the immeasurable, limitless, surpassing favor of God. This favor produces in my life supernatural increase, restoration, promotion, increased assets, greater victories, recognition, prominence, preferential treatment, petitions granted, policies changed, and battles won in which I did not have to fight. Favor, it goes before me. It surrounds me. Therefore, my life will never be the same again. Jesus is Lord. The word works, and faith overcomes the world. Give him a round, give him a hand. Praise him. Do something. Just praise him. Yeah, hallelujah. Praise him. Just do something. Glory. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord God forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Praise the Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Yes. Jesse started that. Woo! Praise the Lord. Ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Rod and the staff and the membership here at Nations Church for inviting my wife and I to come down and spend tonight and also tomorrow night here with you. As Brother Jesse was saying, I've been here a number of times, and I met him through Harrison House, and I mean, we just clicked. And matter of fact, I was telling my wife when I called Pastor Rod before I met him, I called to set the appointment, and out of all the people, and I had 89 accounts at that time, but out of all the people that I called, he was the most enthusiastic. And it came across like, yes, brother, come on down here. But I didn't know it was going to lead to all this. So hallelujah. But this church here is a special church. It's a very special church. And as you've heard me say a number of times, everywhere I go, I talk about Nations Church. And you guys are on the move. You're really on the move. And there are a lot of people out there that don't know about you yet, but they will. And there will be a number of them will say, I wish I had gotten over here earlier. Yeah, they will. This is good. This is good. Hallelujah. Although your beginnings were small, your latter end shall greatly increase. That's the word. Although your beginnings were small, your latter end shall greatly increase. Now I'm reminded in my spirit that the word of God does not return void, and that is the word of God. He said that Although your beginnings were small, your latter end shall greatly increase. Take that word for exactly what it says. Because he don't just flippantly say things to fill the pages up. And every one of his words has the power in it to bring itself to pass. And there's only one thing that he needs you to do. Put it in your mouth and speak it. Put it in your mouth, get it in your heart, speak it out of your mouth, and watch the manifestations take place. Hallelujah. Father, we do give you praise tonight. We honor you and we reverence you tonight. You said, blessed is the man, or the woman, or the children that fear you and also reverence you, Lord. So, Father, we come before you tonight to humble ourselves under your mighty hand, that you may exalt each and every person in here in due time. Lord, I thank you that your word says that you give grace to the humble, your unmerited favor. Lord, I thank you for all the speakers that you've brought to Nations Church this month and for all the word that you've placed inside of this great congregation here. And Lord, we call that word forth. We call the manifestation of every word that has been sown into this congregation this month and even previous to this month. We call them forth in the name of Jesus. We speak of those things that are not as though they were, and we call it into existence in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, as the word has already been spoken, that you give us ears to hear tonight and eyes to see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Let the Spirit of wisdom and revelation flood our hearts tonight. Let us see things and hear things from you, Holy Ghost, that we've never seen and we've never heard before. We want to come up to a higher level with you. And we give you all the praise and all the glory for everything that takes place here tonight. And everybody that agreed with that, let it be known by saying, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Can I pull my coat off?
What is that? Coffee? Tea?
Pastor Rod was, I was back in his office prior to service starting, and he had the tape on from the lady, the speaker that was here last night. Sound like y'all had a good time. Yes. She spoke some very powerful words last night. Very powerful words. Prophecy. She was prophesying about Pastor Rod, and when I say Pastor Rod, I'm talking about the whole church. Because like pastor, like pew. Whatever the pastor gets, you get it too. So when that prophecy is coming forth from someone, then you say, that's mine too. Because when someone speaks of Nations Church, they're talking about the whole congregation. The whole congregation. So when that prophecy is coming forth, you take that and you put that into your heart and you begin to nourish that, and you also bring that forth as well. That's a word for the whole church. Hallelujah. I want to talk about something tonight that's it's simple, but as simple as it is, we seem to struggle with it probably more so than any other thing we struggle with as Christians and believers. In many instances, it just seems like it's so innocent. When we do it, it seems like, well, that can't really be the reason that these things are happening to me. It has to be because someone did something to me or someone said something about me. It couldn't be that these things are happening to me, whether good or bad, due to the words I'm speaking out of my mouth. It couldn't be because of this tongue that's in my mouth. It has to be coming from somewhere else. We're going to talk about tonight the fruit of your mouth. The fruit of your mouth. Now, usually when you talk on the tongue, the mouth, and words, you don't get a whole lot of running and jumping, Tanya. Because basically when you teach on that, you have to teach on it. And what I'm going to attempt to do tonight with the help of the Holy Ghost is teach on the fruit of your mouth, dealing with the words that you're actually speaking. God has given me this message tonight, and I know it's a timely message for the body of Christ. I'm talking about the entire body of Christ. Because this is the message that's being taught now at Eagle Mountain International Church. Pastor George has been preaching on words in our mouth since the beginning of Y2K. Hey, how about Y2K? Everything all right? Y2K? Good. Hallelujah. Anybody got any stuff to sell? You know, for, did y'all store up anything? Nobody got anything? Okay. So we've actually locked into what Pastor George has been talking about. And I heard Brother Copeland say something. He said that if you don't expound on things that God give you publicly, they don't grow in you. So when Pastor Rod's giving you something, you might not have an opportunity to come to the pulpit and expound on that, Crystal. But when you meet people out in the public, you need to preach a little bit of it to them. Because what it will do, the more you talk about it, the more it grows on the inside of you. And that thing gets bigger and bigger on the inside of you. And then the manifestation starts to happen on the outside. So talk about it. Talk about it. I go home and tell my wife, yeah, I've been preaching. She'll look at me, where were you preaching? I saw I was in a grocery store, you know. You know, I was in a convenience store, you know. And I call, you know, if I talk to somebody about the word for 15 or 20 seconds or a minute, I call that preaching. Just preach all the time. But now most people, when they hear preach, they think you've been in the pulpit and you've preached for a couple of hours. But no, you can preach, you know, on the bus on the way to work. Just tell them about Jesus. Anytime you're talking about the gospel, you're preaching. Hallelujah. We're going to start out tonight in Proverbs 18:20. Y'all got your Bibles?
Yes.
Go over to Proverbs 18, 20. Proverbs 18, verse 20. That will be our foundational scripture for tonight. When y'all get there, say amen.
Amen.
Right. Everybody got their Bibles tonight? This is the same foundational, these are the same foundational scriptures that Pastor George is using on us at Eagle Mountain. Verse 20, chapter 18, verse 20, I'm reading from the King James Bible. It says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it, talking about death or life, shall eat the fruit thereof. Somebody said, ooh. Death and life is actually in your tongue. And whichever one you talk about the most, that is the fruit that you're going to be eating in your life. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. What does that, what else is it actually saying, Brother Maceo? It is saying this right here, that verse 21 is the key. Is a key to turn life on. Or turn life off. And the power is in your tongue. One of my daily devotionals is Hidden Treasures by Gloria Copeland. She's shaking her head. Have you read that book too? It's an awesome book, isn't it? Hallelujah. Here's a statement that she made in that book. She said this in reference to what we're talking about tonight. If you don't like the way your life is going today, you can change your tomorrow by changing your words. If you don't like the way your life is going today, you can change your tomorrow by changing your words. God is not going to change. The devil is not going to change. And if the world changes, it's just going to change for the worse. But you can change your tomorrow by changing your words. Now, some of you might say, well, I'm just doing fine. Some of y'all might say you might see some situations. That might be something that already popped up in your mind, a little picture or something that has just sparked something right inside of you. And you say, I need to make adjustment in that area. That's the Holy Ghost talking to you. He will have you to make adjustments in your life. He will give you a little prompting. And as we go along, different people in here are going to hear different things pertaining to the subject that we're talking about. Listen at this. Faith-filled words will put you over. Faith-filled words will put you over. Fear filled words will defeat you. Words filled with fear will defeat you. Words are the most powerful things in the universe. Think about, y'all know there's a lot of construction going on now on the highways and what have you. And as you pass by, they got these, I mean, huge pieces of equipment out there picking up these different things that they need. Those things got to have some power. But this says words are the most powerful thing on the face of this earth. So regardless of what you look at on this earth, I don't care if something come here tonight, if they had some type of large piece of equipment that could come here, pick this whole church up tonight and move it down the highway, this says words are more powerful than that. Get hold of that. They are powerful. And the thing is, most people don't realize the power that's in words. Spoken words, each time you speak a word, Crystal, you are actually setting cornerstones and boundaries in your life. And you will live within the framework of those words that you're speaking. You are the product today of the words that you spoke yesterday. Everybody all right? All right. Let's go to James 3, verse 6, and see what it says. Anytime you begin to talk about the tongue, James 3 it just lays it right on the line. And as y'all know, James lived in the house with Jesus. James was Jesus' half-brother. So he saw Jesus operate in this principle. And one of the things Pastor George got us doing up there, he has us reading the third chapter of James each week. And as you read that thing, you get more and more of it in you. And then the more of it you get in you, then you'll begin to act on it. But look at chapter 6, verse 6 in chapter 3. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. No, I'm sorry. I'm in 5. Come to 6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. In 1988, somewhere in there, I was at a very low point in my life. And I just couldn't see my way. And one evening I went to my pastor's house. I was depressed. I went to my pastor's house because I needed someone to pray with me. When I got to my pastor's house, he was not home. And so the Holy Ghost said, go to Brother Copeland's house. And I knew where he lived, so I drove on over to his house, and he got these big gates in front of his home. And you can look through the gates and you can see the windows in the house. You got big windows in the front of the house there, and I didn't see anyone moving around. I didn't see any lights in the house. And so I said, well, doesn't look like Brother Copeland is here. And I thought maybe I didn't hear the Holy Ghost. And then he said this. He says, he's out at the ministry working on the broadcast. He'll be here in a little bit. And so I just sit there right in front of his drive. In about 15 minutes, I saw a vehicle coming up behind me, and it flashed his lights, and it was him. I was sitting right in front of his driveway. He couldn't get in until I moved, Pastor Rod. So I just pulled out from in front of his driveway, and he just hit his button in his car for his gate. The gate opened. He drove in and didn't close the gate. And I asked the Holy Ghost, what do I do now? He said, go in. So I got out of my car, went through the gates, and he had pulled around in his backyard, and he was talking on his phone. So I stood at the back of his truck. And he finished his conversation, and he got out, and he walked back to the back of the truck. And he says, Brother Smith, said, what are you doing here? I said, Brother Copeland, the Holy Ghost sent me here. And he said, he did. I said, yes, sir. He said, why did he send you here? And I began to tell him my long, sad story. All these things, Brother Copeland, happening to me. I just laid it out. And if you've ever been close to Kenneth Copeland, he has eyes that look right through you like an eagle. And he focuses on you when you talk to him. And after I laid my sad story out and I told him, yeah, I need somebody to get in agreement with me and so I can get some finances in, get me a job and all of that. And the reason I didn't have a job. And after I finished, he looked at me. He said, Brother Smith, he said, the reason you are where you are today is because of the words that have came out of your mouth. He said, but regardless of what you've said in the past, if you let your word change your words today and let them line up with the word of God, your circumstances will change today. And then he put his hands out. He said, now let's pray. And when he put his hands out, I caught his hands, and this is what he said, Tanya. He says, Lord, I come in agreement with Brother Smith today that his words will line up with your words, and due to that, his situation will change. Thank you, Jesus. And went in the house. And on my way back home, the Holy Ghost says, go home and read the book of James 5 times. I never had read the book of James. I did not even know that thing over here, this book was talking about the tongue. And that's exactly what I had been doing. And you know, we can be speaking things and we can be and spoke those things for so long, we don't even hear ourselves speaking them. Now, some of y'all might say, oh, no, 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 no. Now, I know us men. I know these men. And if you got a wife and your wife said, why'd you say that? You say, I didn't say that. She said, yes, you did. No, I didn't. I didn't say that. Yeah, you said it, but you didn't hear it. You became numb to it. And that's why husbands and wives, when it comes to Christian husbands and wives, we need to work together in our homes to help each other with this tongue. Because we can be defeating ourselves and never even realize it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise Hallelujah. Words create and words transmit. Words are containers that carry faith or fear, and they produce after their kind. Words are containers. Words are containers. In this cup right now is water. Each time you speak a word, it contains the nature of that word. And when you speak that word, it goes forth and begins to produce. Which brings me to this right here. I was at a Joyce Meyer meeting in St. Louis before we moved back to Texas, my wife and I, and Lindsay Roberts came down and spoke at Kenneth Hagin, some of his people was there. And Lindsay Roberts, who is Richard Roberts' wife, came down and spoke, and she spoke on words. And she said that her mother like to go into cosmetic places, like in Dillard's, she'll go into the cosmetic section. Have any of y'all heard me tell this before? Good. And if some of y'all had, I was going to tell it again anyway. And her mother would go into these this cosmetic department, and she would spray all these fragrances on her. And then she'd ask her daughter, how do I smell? How do I smell? And her daughter said, Mama, I don't know. You got 15 different fragrances on. I don't know. And so one day they was in a store, and she went up and she did the same thing. She came over to her daughter and she said, how do I smell? How do I smell? And she says, Mom, you do it every time, and my answer is the same every time. So the lady behind the counter, matter of fact, it was perfume she was putting on her. Okay, ladies? Now, how many ladies in here know how to put perfume on? All right. Good. Some of y'all don't, huh? After tonight, you're going to know how to put it on. And men, you will know how to put cologne on. The lady behind the counter, she came from behind the counter and she told Lindsay's mother, she says, "Ma'am, I don't mean to be rude, but that is not the way you put perfume on." And she said, "Well, excuse me, how do you do it?" She said, "You take it and you spray it out in front of you and you walk in it and let it settle down on you." And when she said that, I went, "Oh." She said, "That's the same way our words are. When you speak a word, it goes out in front of you, and then you walking along and something happens. Boom, boom, boom. They are settling down on you and creating what you said way back there. They are containers. They will manifest, and they will manifest after their kind." Think about the things that you got in your life right now, and if you can, just go back in your mind and see what was the beginning of it. You start talking about it. If you got a new car lately, you start talking about it. "You know, I need to go down and look at these new cars. Ooh, like every time I see that car go by, I mean, I really like that car." Words. Words. You got a home, you start talking about a home, and then all of a sudden you start driving through neighborhoods looking at them. "Oh, look at that one. Woo, look at that one. I want my yard. I want some of that in my yard." Words. And you got some of it too. And you got that house. See, you're going to be drawn to your words. Some of y'all said this evening, "Well, I need to get over to the church at a certain such time." You here? Words. Are y'all okay?
Yeah.
All right. Y'all getting anything?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Spoken words program your spirit to succeed or to defeat. They will program your spirit for success or defeat. If you are failing in something now let me do it like this. If you are succeeding in something now, you are succeeding because of the words you're speaking. Hallelujah. That sister say hallelujah. If you are failing in something, you are failing because of the words you're speaking. If you don't like where you are today, you can change your tomorrow by changing your words. Brother Macy, it can't be that easy. I told you at the beginning, it's so simple that we go, it can't be. Watch how God does it. Look at Genesis 1, and we're going to read verses 1 through 3. Look at it. Let's see how does he do it. Let's see how does he do it. Genesis 1, verse 1. "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God," what did he do?
Said.
Said means the same thing as he spoke something. What did he speak? "Let there be light." And there was light. He does the same thing. Now guess what? You created in his image. You created in his image. His word is his will for you. Your word should be your will toward him. The words that he's spoken about you, you take those words and put them in your mouth and speak them back to him. And then get what he's already said about you. It took me one solid year. And y'all have heard me say this. Some of y'all have heard me say it. To get in my mouth to say that I'm blessed without having to think about it. Took me a year to do it. Now, I could do it at the church. I could do it at the church. I could do it around the Christians. I couldn't do it around them heathens. Couldn't do it around them heathens. And you know, people walk up and say, well, how you doing, Brother Maceo? Well, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Yeah, having a good day. And God says, I call you blessed. I call you blessed. And finally, I got it down and got it in my mouth. But see what I had to do, Tanya? I had to get it in my heart in abundance. If it's not in your heart in abundance, you can forget about it coming out of your mouth just spontaneously. It's not coming out of there. So what do you got to do? You got to get it in you in abundance. See, if this glass right here, is this water, Brother Jesse? See, this thing is about right here now. But if Brother Jesse brought me the container that's back there with more water in it, and I just start pouring it in here and keep pouring it and keep pouring it, it's coming out. You getting it, aren't you? See, you can't take the word of God and then do it tonight. Or when you get to church and Pastor Rod get up here and give your confessions, and then you go home, and then you don't do it Monday, you don't do it Tuesday, and then you come back Wednesday, and he goes through another confession with you, and you do it Wednesday, then you go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and come back Sunday. Well, you know what's happening? If this water just sit here and you don't put any more in it for a few days, it begins to evaporate. Begins to evaporate. You got to constantly put it in, put it in, put it in, put it in. Day and night, put it in, put it in, put it in, until it gets in abundance. And then it'll come out of there. It'll come out of there. It will come out of there when circumstances and situations start talking to you. That word will come out of your spirit and you will see the mountain move. Why? Because power is in that word coming out of you. You are releasing God's creative power. It's coming out of you. And that mountain has to move. It has to move. That demon has to come out. He has to. Sickness has to move. It has to. When it's in you in abundance, the word's powerful. Hallelujah. So God speaks words, and those words bring into manifestation the things that he's speaking to come into manifestation. You are created the same way he is. You speak words, and those words will create those things in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now listen at this. Man, he loves us. You are the only creature that has the ability to choose words. You are the only creature on this earth that can choose words. What did I just say, Jerry? You are the only creation of God that he gave the ability to choose. the authority. That's a good word. The authority to choose. He says things like, I set before you blessings, curses, life, death. You choose. And to help you out, choose life. He says in one of them, help you out. I'm going to help you out. You choose life. Because he's life. There's no death in him. Hallelujah. Second page. Better turn this one down, Pastor Rod. I might come back to it and get into it again. Listen what it says in Proverbs 11:3. Don't go there. Just listen at this. In Proverbs 11:3, it says, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Perverseness is crooked and contrary speech, speaking things contrary to what we actually believe. You might see a little small dog, and sometimes we'll say, man, that's a big dog. They call that contrary speaking, contrary speech. You know that thing tickled me to death. I laughed so hard I almost died. Contrary speech. Now, your spirit does not take that. Now, let me say it like this. Your spirit takes that as something that you want. And it goes to work to bring that into your life. So whenever you say that you're sick, that thing just scared me to death. I laughed until I almost died. Your spirit say, they want to die. And it goes to work on it. How many people do you think are sitting in hospitals right today? And the thing that's got them in the hospitals and the things that's going to have them in the doctor's offices and what have you. Now, some of them got some problems, but there's a large number of people. The reason they're in the hospitals and at the doctor's offices is because they are eating the fruit of their mouths. Words. I was telling my wife this evening, I was meditating on this, and the Holy Ghost said, yeah, people will get up, will come home this evening, says, honey, they'll call their friend tonight and say, you know, girl, I got to go to the doctor tomorrow because this back of mine is killing me. I got to go over there and get me some medicine for this thing. And her words is killing her, and her words also got somebody else in her pocketbook. The devil is a thief. He's stealing her health and he's stealing her money too. And killing them. He's a thief. And it's all hooked up to her words. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Have you ever heard anyone say this? What I don't know can't hurt me. Have you ever heard someone say that? What I don't know can't hurt me. But really, what you don't know is killing you. If you don't know in Isaiah 54 verses 4 and 5, don't go there. I got it already written out for you. If you don't know this, in that verse it says, surely Jesus has borne my griefs, carried my sorrows. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of his peace, which is shalom, nothing broken, nothing missing, was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. If you don't know that, And every time you get a pain or something, you say, I'm sick, I'm taking the flu, this is the flu season, I know my whole family gonna come down with it. You killing yourself. With what?
Preach.
Words.
Amen.
You killing yourself. Every time we get ready to go on a vacation, the whole family gets sick. The car breaks down. Every time we go on a vacation, we have a flat on the road somewhere. You're going to have it. Where is it? That's what you're doing. And you get on the road. Here you go. And finally, boom, got a flat. I just put these tires on 2 weeks ago. I knew it was going to happen. I should have got the other tires. No, you said it. You said it. Praise the Lord. You need to know Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10. That needs to be on deposit in your spirit. That needs to be on deposit. And if it's on deposit in your spirit, you can make a withdrawal. If it's not on deposit, if you don't have anything that you've already deposited, you can't get nothing. Comes back insufficient. Don't even try to write a check on it. There's nothing there. You need to know James 1, verses 2 through 8, and verse 12. Let's go over there and look at that one right quick. Hallelujah. Go over to James 1. Y'all don't mind if I mention Brother Copeland from time to time, do you? Does Pastor Rod mention Brother Copeland from time to time? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. And not that Brother Copeland, I've been around him for so long, and he's just, you know, I don't have to tell you about him, but I mean, a lot of great men, you know, Brother Osteen, who gone home to be with God, awesome man of God. Awesome man of God. And I know, you know, Pastor Rod, from time to time, Brother Osteen, you know, Brother Hagin, some awesome people that I mean been doing it a long time. And people that have learned something about this spiritual walk. And when you get around them and you get to listening to them, it's about things that they say out of their mouths and the way they live their lives. Brother Copeland, I was listening to a tape by him, and this really got me, and I want to impart this into you tonight. And he was talking about wisdom, the principal thing, finding the key in every situation. There's a key for that you can lock or unlock any situation in your life, but you got to get the wisdom of God in order to be able to do it. And he was talking along these lines, and he jumped over to James 1 in verse 2, says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you like wisdom, let him ask of God, that give to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And then he says this, you got to know this. And I thought, what did he say? He said, you got to know this. And I thought, yeah, if a test or a trial or a temptation come up on me, I can't run to Pastor Rod and say, oh, Pastor Rod, get this thing off of me. I got to know this. And if you know this, that's the key. That's one of the keys. You got to know it. My wife and I, we are altar ministers, prayer ministers at Eagle Mountain. And from time to time, people will come up for prayer. And sometimes the Holy Ghost will prompt me, and I'll kind of ask him, well, what are you doing? What are you doing in this situation? What scriptures? They'll say, we believe in God for this. I say, what scriptures are you standing on? What scriptures? Let me tell you a secret. You can say you believing and you standing and all of this and you having faith, but if you don't got no scriptures, you don't got no faith. Because where is faith? The word has the faith. And if you got some scriptures and you standing on them, then you got a foundation. What you telling me, you know something. You know something. You going to get out of this thing. Because God's word is true. And that word will deliver you. But if you haven't took the time to go find scriptures that you need for the situation that's in your life and begin to deposit those things in your spirit, and speaking it out of your mouth, then what you want to do is come. And a lot of people are just come and want to get in the lines and lay hands on them and get them a quick microwave fix. And hallelujah, God can do miracles. But there's something that you got to do. And a lot of people are getting healed, I mean miraculously, just like that. And 2 days later, they got the same thing back on them again. Because they don't have anything in them. That power came out of Pastor Rod, boom, knocked them out, got delivered from it. They run out of here, telling everybody, and 3 or 4 days later, it's back on them. They need to get into the word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want you to write this down. The word of God conceived in the human spirit, then formed with the tongue and spoken out the mouth, releases the ability of God. The word of God conceived in the human spirit, then formed with the tongue and spoken out the mouth, releases the ability of God. Conceived in your spirit. That word conceived means pregnant. The word of God conceived in the human spirit, then formed with the tongue and spoken out the mouth, releases the ability of God. He told Joshua to meditate on it day and night. Day and night. Why? Get it in your spirit until conception takes place. Now let me tell you what happens when that word gets when you conceive it in your spirit. You're going to begin to see something on the inside of you. A woman gets pregnant. And then she goes around, she tells everybody about it. Well, after about 3 or 4 months, you don't have to tell anybody about it. They see it. There's going to be some signs showing up. There's going to be some signs showing up. Yep, she is. That's right. That's right. That seed is now growing on the inside of her. That baby is growing on the inside of her. And that word of God, it's a living seed. It's an incorruptible seed. And you keep putting it in, and all of a sudden you start seeing things on the inside of you. You'll get a profile of what that word is saying. Hallelujah. Words are very important to your success in life. So if you love life, you will guard your tongue. If you really love your life, you will guard your tongue. 1 Peter 3:10 says this, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile." That's 1 Peter 3:10. Anything you love, you talk about it real good, don't you? Oh, yeah, you don't talk. You don't say bad things about. Look at Tanya. I bet she can talk about that baby. And I mean, he's the best baby in town, isn't he? In Houston, isn't he? I know, because you love him, don't you? Yes. She loves him. And everything comes out of her mouth is good. Isn't that right, Tanya? Hallelujah. Yes. And do you know, when he begins to really speak words, when he start forming words on his tongue, he's going to be saying some of the same things that he's heard you say. Because those words that you've been speaking around him, Tanya, has already, listen at this, built an image or a picture in his mind. He sees things now. His tongue just can't form the word. And when his tongue gets to the point where it can form the word, he'll say something, and you'll say, "Where did he get that from?" That's what Pastor Rod used to say. "Isn't that good?" He didn't say that. "Isn't that good?" He'll start saying it. Hallelujah. That pitch is already there. He'll start Pastor Rod running with that, I guarantee. Praise the Lord. Medical research has discovered that the part of the brain, get hold to this, medical research has discovered that the part of the brain which controls human speech is connected to every nerve of the body. The part of the brain that controls human speech is connected to every nerve in your body. Every time you speak a word, it goes throughout your whole body. That's why when you say you walk in divine health, it goes throughout your body. And that's the word that's working in you. That's why when you say I'm sick, it goes throughout your body, and it goes to work in you. It goes throughout your nervous system. Is it helping anybody? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Matter of fact, Mark 9:23 says this, "A man will have whatever he says, if he will believe and doubt not in his heart. If he believes what he says will come to pass." If you believe it, you say it, you believe it, and you doubt not in your heart, it's coming to pass. The members at this church right here now, you can call people in that's driving down this street out here. You can call people into this church from all over this metroplex based on what this scripture right here says. Now, either this thing is telling the truth or it's not. And since it has came out the word, the mouth of God, I have to say that it's the truth. If you want 1,000 members in this church, if you want 100, whatever number it is, all y'all got to do is get together and everybody starts saying the same thing. My wife said the power of agreement. That's all you got to do. And you need to be specific about what you want. Now, you'll get some flakes in there, too. But y'all anointed. Y'all can destroy burdens and remove yokes. Creflo Dollar said that he and his wife and the few members they had, they start calling folks on fire, Bible-toting, Holy Ghost speaking, givers, tithers, coming on time. That's what they start calling. And he says that people came and they didn't know why they were coming. And he said, I finally had to tell them, we call y'all. We call y'all. But you need to be specific about what you want. Call them. And if all y'all get together and start doing it, and I'm talking about 7 days a week. I'm talking about when you go to bed at night, call them. When you get up in the morning time, call them. Through the course of the day, call them. Call them. They will show up. Now, let me tell you, when they show up, you got to be ready. Take care of them. You got to love them. You need to start calling a lot of those unsaved ones out there. Because we got to get this thing out and get this harvest in so we can get out here and go home. And we got the power to do it because we can speak of things that are not as though they were and call it into existence. We can do that. Why? We created in the image of God. And that's the way he does it. He speaks a word and it comes forth. So Pastor Rod, write out a confession, what y'all want here at Nations Church, and start calling it. And y'all give it to me, send it to me, and I'll get in it with you and help you call them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Basically, what we're talking about is how to operate in this principle that God uses. I saw a scripture last night. I read it to Pastor Rod in the office this evening. And this scripture is out of Deuteronomy 6:3. Look at Deuteronomy 6:3. And we're gonna finish it up here in a little bit. Deuteronomy 6:3. Awesome scripture. Goes right along with what we're talking about. Are y'all there? Deuteronomy 6:3 says, be careful to observe my words that it may be well with you and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord has promised you. Who read that out to Amplified? Does anyone have Amplified? You got Amplified? Mm-hmm. And he used the word obey. Obey. Do you realize that God gives his angels charge over you to protect you and minister to you? Based on the words you speak? Those angels hearken to God's word spoken in faith. See, you got an angel. And that angel will just stand there just like that. And if you never give him a command out of God's word, he can't move because he hearkens to that voice, which is that word that you speak according to what God's spoken. When he hear you speak it, it's just like God spoke it to him. You got an angel. A heavenly host to help you here on planet Earth. Look at Psalms 103, verse 20. Whenever we talk about the mouth, there's a lot of scriptures, and I mean, this is nothing. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg, what we're doing here. Psalms 103:20 says, "Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of the word." Hearkening unto the voice of the word. You give God's word voice. And the angels hear you speaking that word and they hearken to it. You can tell the angels to go get the folks. There's all kinds of scriptures in the Bible about churches increasing. I brought some. I was reading this morning in my office before we got on the road coming down here. And this is talking about spiritual increase. But I got over on the back of it here in Acts 6-7. Go over to Acts 6-7. Let's look at that scripture right quick. Excuse me. Acts 6-7. Are y'all there? The word of God is increasing, and the number of the disciples are multiplying greatly at Nations Church. Yes. See how you read it? Look at Acts 16:15. Acts 16:15, thank you. It says this. So Nations Church is strengthened in faith and increasing in numbers daily. Daily. Isaiah, don't go there, I'll read it for you. Isaiah 54:2-3. Nations Church is enlarging the place of its tent, stretching out the curtains of its dwelling, lengthening the cords and straightening out its stakes. For Nations Church shall expand to the right and to the left. That's Isaiah 54:2-3. 2 Corinthians 10. Verses 14 through 16, for Nations Church is not overextending itself, but as Nations Church faith is increasing, Nations Church shall greatly enlarge to preach the gospel in regions beyond. Look at Jesse. They're all over the Bible. Put it in your mouth. They're all over the Bible. Y'all got it? Put it in your mouth. Hallelujah. Did I lose a sheet up here? Praise the Lord. All right. Jesus taught that our future is stored up in our hearts. He taught that over in Matthew's 12, 34 and 35. He says, "For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart." And then it goes on to say, I think in verse 37, that you will be justified by your words, and you'll be condemned by your words. He says, by your words. Every man will give an account for every inoperable word, every idle word. Let me put it like that. And I want to read Proverbs is an awesome book to study for the tongue and right and wrong thinking. And you ought to take some time and go through and just look up some of the scriptures in the book of Proverbs. And of course, you know, that's wisdom. You can learn so much. And it's so plain and simple in Proverbs. You know, you do this and this is what will happen. If you don't do it, this will happen. Proverbs 21:23, I'm going to just read it for you. "He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from trouble." What gets most people in trouble? Their mouth. Joyce Meyer wrote a book, "Me and My Big Mouth." Trouble can be the bitter fruit or unpleasant consequences in one's life. Proverbs 15:1 says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." That's a key. A soft answer turns away wrath. Men, husbands and wives, a soft answer turns away wrath. Somebody has to take the initiative when that thing starts to get a little out of hand. Somebody need to say a soft word because it will turn away wrath. There's an anointing on it. And that anointing destroys burdens and removes yokes. I want to tell you, the anointing is real. It's a real thing now. And it's on the word of God. That's where it is. Proverbs 15:2 says, "The tongue of the wise is knowledge, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness." 15:4 says, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit." Proverbs 13, verses 2 and 3 says, "A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth." A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. "But the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that opens wide his lips shall have destruction." All in the book of Proverbs. Make it a practice to speak only words of faith. When you are under pressure, it will be tough to do. That's when it's really hard to do, when you're under pressure. But you can do it. You can do it. All you have to do is make the deposits before the trouble comes. Now, when we were in 30 Days of Glory, Brother Copeland said this. He says, "Whoa, we're having a good time in here. We got these speakers coming up and they're laying all this good word on us. And I tell you what, we hallelujah and amen." That was in September. And then he said this. He says, "October is coming." What did he mean by that? What you getting in these 30 days, you need to make it personal to you. Because there's a scripture that says when the word is sown, The enemy comes immediately to take it away from you. So you have to hold on to everything you got, because when 30 days is over and then next month, he's going to be talking to you. Yes, sir. That's when the pressure is going to hit. And you need to be filling your tank up now with that word every day. When you answer every doubt and fear with God's word, when you answer every doubt and fear with what God's word says about your situation, your angel will hearken to the voice of his word and minister for you if you are an heir of salvation. That angel goes to work for you. If you, listen at this. Y'all got to write this down. If you will feed your heart the word when you don't need it, if you will feed your heart the word when you don't need it, your heart will feed your mouth the word when you need it. If you feed your heart the word when you don't need it, your heart will feed your mouth the word when you need it. No deposit, no return. Word in, word out. Good things in, good things out. It's got to be in there before it can come out. Feed your heart the word before you need it. And when you need it, your heart will feed your mouth that word back. I can assure you the storm is coming. Why is it coming? For the word's sake. It's coming. That's right. But if you already got it in, I want to say this right quick, and then we're going to finish up in about 5 minutes. I promise. Keep me to it. I'm going to skip some of this. My brother who lives down in Arkansas, who's born again, but the church he goes to is not a teaching church like Nations. And we were down for the Easter weekend, and he was sick. And I don't know if I've told this story before. And I went over and prayed for him, and God raised him up just like that. And I mean, he was in the bed. And like I prayed for him on a Saturday, my sister and I, she's from Illinois, we went over and prayed for him. And then we went back the next day, and I mean, he was up in the living room talking to his with his grandbaby in his arm, playing with her. And that night we went over there, he couldn't hardly talk. And we just anointed him with oil and whatever. So we went back that next day, and I walked in. The Holy Ghost told me this. He says, I want you to teach him two laws, L-A-W-S, laws. You know, there are laws that we operate with as born-again children of God. In the kingdom of God, there are certain laws that we have to operate in the kingdom of God that we can't use the laws that we've been operating over in the world. Two different worlds. And a lot of people that's born again still trying to operate in the kingdom of God like they was doing over in the world, and it's not working. Two different kingdoms. But when I walked in, the Holy Ghost told me that, so I got my Bible and I told him, I said, I'm going to teach you two laws this morning. I'm going to teach you the law of receiving and the law of seed time and harvest. He never heard of that before. And I went to Proverbs 4, chapter 4, verse 20. And the word says, keep that word before your eyes and so forth. And I began to tell him that. And the word came out of me, deposit. And when the word came out of my spirit, deposit, the Holy Ghost says, tell him it's like when he get his check and deposit it in the bank. He's putting the money in the bank so he can use it at a later date. I told him that. He looked at me. He said, is that right? I said, that's right. He said, I got it. You put the money in the bank on Friday because you're going to need to get some out on Monday or Tuesday. You put the word in so you can get it out later on down the road. Look at how it works in the natural, and you can figure out how it works in the spiritual. You got to compare it. Look at everything. And I want to say this. When Brother Copeland came and spoke to us New Year's Eve, he spoke to us out of Psalms 112. And he said, this is the profile for the believers for year 2000. And it says, blessed is the man, praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feared the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. His offspring shall be mighty up on the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his household. And it goes right on down, but it starts talking about his heart is fixed. And he trusts in the Lord and his heart is established. And the other week when I was down here, I was going back to Fort Worth, and I was listening to that tape, and he said this. He said, a fixed and established heart is one that everything that someone says to him, everything that goes on around him, everything that he sees on the TV, everything that happens, he says, how does that compare to what the word says? Everything. How does that compare to what the word says? And I began to get that thing in my spirit, because there's a lot of things that's happening around me. I never even think about what the word says about it. I just let it go right by. Well, see, my heart is not fixed and established yet, but I'm working on it. And that's what we all doing. We're working on it. So I was walking a few days later, and I walked down to the lake. We live close to the lake out at Eagle Mountain Lake. And I sit on a bench. And when I sit on this bench, a hawk flew by with some crows chasing it. These crows was making this noise. Well, the first thing I thought, okay, how does that compare to what the word says? I'm putting this thing into practice. Well, Joyce Meyer did a tape series on wings of eagles. And she said that the only bird that gives an eagle any problem is a crow. And the crow gets on the eagle's back or gets around him and starts making these noises. And what the eagle does, he begins to mount up. And he begins to mount up, and he gets higher and higher until he gets up there where the air is thin and the crows have to drop back down because they can't breathe up there. And she said that's the way we need to be in our spiritual lives. When things are plaguing us that shouldn't be plaguing us, we need to just rise above those things. Now, I heard this tape over a year ago on her teaching, but it went in me. If you feed your spirit before you need it, it'll feed your mouth when you need it. So I asked myself that question, and then that thing came up out of my spirit about the eagle. Well, that particular morning, I had a discomfort right here in this area of my stomach as I was sitting on that bench. And I says, okay, I hear that about the eagle. What does that mean to me? And the Spirit of God, Pastor Rod, said, mount up. I said, mount up. He says, mount up in your mind. Now I'm talking about quietly. I didn't say anything out loud. I said, okay, I'll mount up. I began to say quietly to myself, I says, I'm the righteousness of God. I said, since I'm the righteousness of God, I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is seated at the right hand of God. Therefore, I'm seated at the right hand of God. And what he did on the cross for me, the stripes he took on his back. All this is quietly, silently to myself, just going over it in my mind. I said, matter of fact, I'm healed. I'm set free. I resist pain. I resist sickness. I resist disease. And Pastor Rod, it was like the Holy Ghost went down in me and pulled that thing right out of me. I mounted up above that natural thing that was bothering me. Give him praise for it. Give him praise. He said, mount up. He said, mount up. A lot of the things that's plaguing you is nothing but thoughts. You just thinking about it. You need to mount up and get above that thing, and it'll turn you loose. You can't stay there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we make a quality decision to take control of our tongues. We renounce, reject, and repent of every word that we've spoken against you and your operation in our lives. We cancel the power of those words, and we dedicate our mouths to speak your word. Out of the abundance of our hearts, our mouths will speak. So we let ourselves be filled with the word, with your word. Lord, we ask the Holy Ghost to put a watch over our mouths and keep watch at the door of our lips. We set ourselves to speak in line with God's word. We declare that we are healed. We are filled with the Holy Spirit, and we are the righteousness of God in the Anointed One and in his anointing. And we are victorious in every area of our lives. We light our tongues with the fire of heaven's word and set the course of our destiny toward victory and not defeat. We will no longer be double-minded with our words. Everything we do, everything we say, everything we speak, we do it to the glory of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't we give him a praise offering for what he's done here tonight? Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. We praise you tonight and glorify you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That the fruit that we get out from our mouths, Lord God, is pleasing to you. Because our words that we speak are words of faith, words of love, words of joy. Yes, Lord. We do renounce every word that we've spoken against you, Father. Hallelujah. If anyone would like to come up and have hands laid on them for anything that is the Holy Ghost has talked to them about tonight, you can come up. I'll lay hands on you. I won't ask you any questions. And I'll just lay hands on you and impart into you what God has put in me. Hallelujah. And also I'd like to say before I lay hands on him, and I'll be right with you, and just stay in a posture of praise there. The teaching that I've done tonight, and like I said, by no means have I even touched it, but hopefully someone has gotten something out of it. This book right here, you probably have